time for the...
Why can't we get in a studio?
They have installed a turnstile, and we have to pay a dime to get into the studio.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
It's actually, we only make a nickel on the show anyway.
Have you got a dime?
Here, wait a minute.
I'm flat.
Here, here's two. Here's
all
two
right,
dimes.
All right. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we got
me one now, so
yeah,
I can
here, catch.
All right. Here.
You see, this was left over from Griffith Stadium. It was one they didn't need out there. Come on in. Now, well, we're here, but now all we need is a few engineers, and maybe we can get
would,
this
would
show.
Would you explain to me again why, to knock to, for the budget, that they have to add a turnstile with a paint?
Well, it's you figure the number of people that come into the studio in the course of a day, each one put a dime a throw, you know, and you're going to make
that's
a lot of money.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah?
Now, who's out there?
Who is that? Oh, Bob?
Yeah, got to put a dime in the turnstile, Bob. Come on in now.
We got one engineer here, and I
Bobby
guess...
Shenton, he's our normal recording engineer, I guess. Is...
I don't know how normal he is.
Wait a minute.
Open up the door, will ya?
It's Arthur Pate. Arch, you got to put a dime in a turnstile.
I got to put a what in the where?
Put a dime in a turnstile.
You kidding?
No, put the dime in there.
Well, all right. Show me where.
Come on in now, all right.
Your Honor, I would like to say that the gentlemen of the jury have
knock,
to...
Knock it off.
I just got off jury duty.
I know. Well, don't blab it around.
Me and Perry Mason, you know, it's going to be one of those things. Show that DA who's boss.
Our show looks pretty interesting. We have our engineers all here. We have Robert Shedden. We have... Wait a minute. We always have three engineers. Old Timidity himself, the mystery man.
Yeah,
hey,
come on in.
Mystery man, you got to put a dime in the thing to get through the turnstile. Just put the...
Now, the crew is all here.
He's a four-time winner of the Hugh Faisenbaker Award.
Well,
that
makes him a winner right there, doesn't it?
And three times a Petty Kevin reject, in case anybody cares.